This is the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina. And no matter where you are in the Northeast Ohio, it's a great morning as the Tribe enters the All-Star break at 500.
They're kind of like where they were when they started several months ago.
You know, it's the mid-season classic, not really the middle point, but we are starting at the at zero, so to speak, but other teams obviously have a different advantage than we do, but getting to 500 is always a task in Major League Baseball. Joining us from the Indians is Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks for putting that win together yesterday so we can be on a upbeat mode as we enter into the All-Star break.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we go 6-4 on a 10-game homestand, hoping to maybe do a little bit better than that, but anytime you can get a winning record on a homestand, you'll take it. And, you know, we dug ourselves a little bit of a hole in the month of April. We ended up 6 games under 500 at the end of the opening month of the baseball season, going 11-17. And since May 1st, we obviously have played 6 games over 500. To get to that break-even mark here is we look to the second half of the season and begin to compete and try to get back to the postseason for a second year in a row.
Bob, the All-Star break is here. Michael Brantley is off to the All-Star game. And if you look at his numbers for the, so far this season, it almost adds up to, some players would say, hey, that's a pretty good season right there.
Absolutely. A terrific season for Michael, and tell you, we've talked about it before. Just remarkable how, from day one of spring training, you could tell that he was so locked in, and he was going to have himself a terrific season. And what he's done, both offensively and defensively, and again, the guy that you're counting on as your best offensive player is able and willing to. Hit in different spots in the lineup. He's willing to play different positions out in the field. Just a terrific team player, and couldn't be more happy for a guy that works so hard to achieve this type of success. So he certainly deserves to be in Minneapolis over the next few days, and hopefully he'll get some good playing time tomorrow night in the All-Star game.
Bob, as for the other guys, what do players who do not make the All-Star team typically do during this, 3, 4, 5 day off period?
Well, one of the things since baseball has added an extra off day the last year or two, that Thursday is now somewhat of an off day, although I think our guys need to report. I can't remember if Tito, I haven't read it yet, and forgot to ask him. We have a workout late Thursday afternoon, early evening in Detroit as we open up the second half of the season on the road going to Detroit, Kansas City, and Minnesota. Guys, believe it or not, a lot of these players have not stepped foot in their own home since mid-February. So a lot of them obviously will run home just to get the comfort of being home, and others will take a little side trip to the beach or, to their wife's family's home. Others will stay right here in Cleveland. A number of them with young children will just, settle in and relax for a few days and actually get to visit Cleveland in Northeast Ohio, what it has to offer. They don't get a lot of opportunity to do that sort of thing, maybe go hit Cedar Point or do the things that other people do when it's a little bit of a vacation.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, joining us as he does every Monday. Of course, the All-Star break's going on right now. So what do you get to do over the next four or five days?
Well, I actually am participating in a charity golf outing today, and then I'll be in the office on Tuesday and Wednesday, probably taking half a day here or there and get out of the golf course the second day. But with this extended road trip, taking a little long weekend and heading to the beach for a few days. So while the downtime is here and the team on the road, got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, well, you always look like you have a nice little tan working there in the summertime, Bob. So
well, that's I cut my own grass, and you know, you get some sun when you do that. You're playing a lot of charity golf outings; it's going to happen to you. And then, obviously, being Italian and having that natural olive oil, baby, I did pretty easily.
Where are you playing today, Bob?
We're down at Westfield Country Club. Jimmy Malone, local guy, obviously, has a charity golf event for college scholarships for Cleveland public school kids. So a terrific event.
Hey, I was listening or watching some of the tribe occasionally a little bit over the weekend in between cutting some of the grass, as you mentioned there. I'm seeing a lot of high socks. What was going on there? Is that
Well, you know, it's funny. We were chatting about that, you know, it seemed like a few guys, extra guys, were wearing the high socks over the weekend, you know, and our guys were either the high socks or the long, long pants. So we had a mixture of both out there this weekend. I don't know what it was. It might have been just this weekend that the guys like it with those alternate uniforms that we wear, you know, on the holidays and on the weekends, you know, the cream-colored, very classic-looking, you know, with the block letters, Indians across the front and no name on the back and just the number and the red hat. And they like wearing the red socks nice and high. So who knows why the fashion choice, but we noticed that as well.
Well, if it's working for Yan Gomes with his home runs, might as well keep it up. Sometimes those superstitions, you know, as baseball players go, it works well for them.
What a clutch home run. Trevor Bauer pitched, you know, wonderfully. This young kid, it's getting more fun every time he steps to the mound to watch him pitch. And, you know, 6 2/3 of dominating baseball yesterday, 10 strikeouts, 1-0, and we just let the White Sox sneak back in it a little bit, and then Yan Gomes with a big two-run homer to, you know, get us the win at 3-2. And Cody Allen, one of the great surprises of the first half, Cody Allen settling into that closer's role and getting it done again.
Well, they take a little bit of a break, but as you mentioned, the Tigers are on tap beginning this coming weekend, so obviously plenty of baseball still to go, and the mission still to get into the postseason.
Absolutely. You know, you got 11 games coming up on the road after the All-Star break because it's not on the schedule that you might be looking at, but we have a makeup game from an April rainout against the Tigers. So we open the second half of the season Friday night against the Tigers, a day-night doubleheader on Saturday, one game at 1 o'clock, another game at 7 o'clock against the Tigers, and then a Sunday game. So four games against the Tigers in 3 days to start the second half of the season. Then you go to Minnesota for three and then Kansas City for four. So when we look up at the end of July, the beginning of August, we'll have an interesting picture as to what we need to get done to stay in the hunt and get back to the postseason again for a second year in a row.
Well, we're doing quite good at Progressive Field, so if we can keep that up, good things can happen as we get later into the season. But I guess with the break now, all those arms could be rested for those extra game that we have here on coming up on Saturday. So
absolutely.
Nobody should worry about doing any kind of, you know, heavy lifting or equipment moving. They should take care of themselves in these off days. None of that kind of stuff.
No woodworking. A lot of boys will do some golfing and a lot of sleeping. So, and then family time. I should put that at the top of the list. It's family time, sleeping, and then they'll try to sneak in a little bit of golf.
Yeah. Bob DiBiase of the Indians joining us here as he does every Monday. Bob, we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right,
the Indians
boys,
to get back
care.
In action.
Have a great All-Star break yourself.
You too. Thank you.